This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. If you love the show, share it with a friend on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's meet our guest of honor.
All right, that would be actor Willem Dafoe. He's lit up the big screen for three decades, from his Oscar-nominated performance in Platoon, to playing Jesus in The Last Temptation of Christ, to great character roles in Wild at Heart and The Grand Budapest Hotel.
His latest is The Florida Project, directed by Sean Baker. The story centers around a young girl and her single mom who live in a budget motel in Orlando in the shadow of Disney World. Dafoe plays the manager of the motel and acts as landlord, parent, and sheriff to its residents. Here he is paying a visit to the movie's mom and daughter duo.
I got a videotape of the kids illegally entering the utility room.
Don't act guilty, okay? Hey, Scotty. Did you hear what I just said?
I got it. I'm going to talk to her.
What happens, Ken? You're out of here. It's only second week of the summer and there's already been a dead fish in the pool.
We were doing an experiment. We were trying to get it back alive. That was my idea.
And water balloons thrown at tourists? You can't with tourists.
They didn't tip us.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh my God, this is unacceptable. I failed as a mother, Mooney. You've disgraced me.
Harley.
Yeah, Mom, you're disgraced.
The movie was shot at a real budget motel in Orlando while it was still open for business. When I met with Willem, I asked what that was like.
Sometimes I would tell the real manager to move over so I'd get in his place because we were filming. They'd step out, and then after we finished that scene, they'd go back in and continue their job.
What a weird environment.
It's very rich because you always have that touchstone of the real life going on, and also the people keep you honest. You know, you don't think about acting, you don't think about showbiz, you don't think about who's going to see the movie. You're having this encounter and you're acting out these scenarios. So it's very rich and very inspiring.
It sounds like it's a verite experience. You're living it and then you're just stepping into the role of the characters that are already there.
A little bit. And that's, of course, that's a dream for an actor. You still pretend, you still submit to scenarios and you still invent things, but you're guided so much by so much around you. You know, I always feel like the best directors, it's not what people think. It's not about emotions. It's about, you know, or saying this has to happen. Or it's more about creating a world that's so complete that when you enter it, there's a logic and a clarity that is natural. You're acting natural because there's A follows B. You don't feel the strain of creating. You're letting things happen.
Also, in this movie, you were acting with people who'd never acted before.
That's okay.
Yeah, I mean, how did you react when you found out that would be the case?
I you know what? I like to pretend I never acted before. That's the whole point.
Yeah?
I encourage it. I want to learn how to not be an actor.
What do you mean by that?
The best performing and the performers I admire the most, you know, disappear. They become part of the fabric of what's going on. That's why I've always loved non-professional performances. And I love watching films from other culture where I don't know sometimes whether the person is well-regarded, whether they're a famous actor, whether they've been in many films, whether this is their first film. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, so much of performing on film, because it can be framed and it can be edited, has to do with presence, commitment to being there and letting things happen. And while it's nice to have the craft of an actor, that can get in the way sometimes because then you're so result-oriented or you're so in control that you close out accidents sometimes. And with people that don't have a craft, sometimes things occur naturally. And if you're present enough to receive it, then they have a different kind of truth. They don't have the same kind of manufactured truth that you have when, you know, you're building something. What you miss in refinement sometimes, you gain in spirit and accident and hopefully humanity.
That's what I try to tell people in my personal life, but it doesn't always work.
That's good.
But this is your first movie with Sean. You're known for...
Hopefully not my last.
Well, yeah.
Once I have a good experience, sometimes I like to come back.
I've noticed that. You know, you've shot a number of films with Lars von Trier and Paul Schrader, Wes Anderson, among others.
Abel Ferrara.
What is it that you look for in a collaboration with a director?
I love it when you start to know, you know, you start to become their creature. They want to make something, but they can't do it because they've got to watch it. They've got to frame it.
Mm-hmm.
And they can tell you in various ways what they're interested in making. It's not always what they end up making, but they can tell you your intention, and you help them to realize it. That's when an actor becomes... you know, a creative artist and not just an interpreter. And you're also working from a place that takes you out of your impulses and you're entertaining someone else's. And if you believe in that person, it can be a learning thing that gives you a special energy. That and the combination of submitting to them and agreeing to be their creature is a great freedom and power. And I like that.
I find it interesting, though, that you don't just work with auteurs. You also are in blockbuster comic book movies like Spider-Man. Later this year, you're going to appear in Justice League, and after that, Aquaman. Do you get, like, the cultural equivalent of the bends going back and forth between these sorts of films?
I suppose I do, but I like it. How can you appreciate being well if you don't get sick every once in a while?
That's fair. Maybe they each enhance the other.
No, they do. You know, they... it's really important not to get stuck, and everybody's got their strategy about how not to get stuck, but I just don't want to be in a job. I want to always be excited by what I do, and the only way I can do that is trick myself into making it feel like the first time every time, you know? And part of that trick is to always change the situation, because your job is always different. Even if you're working in the same kind of film, your job would always be different, because sometimes the audience sees the story through you, sometimes you are the story, sometimes there's a transformation, sometimes you're supporting, sometimes you're candy, sometimes you're meat, you know. It's always changing.
But so that the interview experience isn't boring, we have these kind of standard questions we ask.
Uh-oh.
One is just simply, what question do you not like being asked? What question are you bored of?
Oh, God. I get crazy when people say, you play bad guys all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Questions involving that, because what that tells me is what kind of movies they see. You know, I can't be upset if someone doesn't know the body of my work. But, you know, I don't experience it that way.
It also telegraphs kind of a shallow kind of research, because that was maybe a label that came early with a few key performances of yours.
Maybe.
In my world, they're the villains of that interview.
Okay, good.
So to not do that, our second and our last question is, tell us something we don't know, and this can be a fact about you that you don't share in interviews, or it could just be an interesting piece of information about the world.
Ah, God, what a great opportunity. Something about the world. That's a great opportunity, but I can't get that together. Something that I haven't told anybody. I was very, very late getting toilet trained.
Really? Is this true? Or are you acting?
No. You asked for it. You got it.
Okay. Like in your 20s? Or like...
The boom man here that's recording this is blushing on my behalf. And the publicist probably has fainted. Not very elegant, but you know what? It's true.
Willem Dafoe, his new film is called The Florida Project. It's out now.